wanted to ask about your health. What's your status currently in fall camp?
I'm doing good. Coaches is kind of just easing me into it, but I feel good. I feel great. I feel 100%. So just waiting for them to give me the green light.
Can't hear you, Mitch. No, there you go.
My bad. Sorry about that. Yeah, Chris, I was curious, have you been able to participate in team portion at all? Or when you talk about just kind of easing in, has it been, what have you been able to do in practices thus far?
I mean, I've been doing like my individuals with the corners and things like that. Scout with like going over Navy, and they've been like limited as far as like team goes. But I know hopefully in the next coming weeks, I'll be able to do everything.
Jason, go ahead.
Chris, with what you know of the personnel, what do you expect the biggest difference to be from last year to this year in terms of the defense? Where do you expect to make the biggest leap, do you think?
I feel like our secondary is going to have to really step up. I know a lot of people were saying, like, we didn't get enough pressure and stuff like that. So now that we're going to hopefully switch that up, we'll just have to – on the back end, we're going to have to cover the receivers really well.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Chris. I know you got your degree in April. There's a pandemic going on. Was it a hard decision to basically play this season, and why are you doing it?
You know, with me not being able to participate, I played like one game last year. I'm just ready to get back on the field. I know with everything going on, it's very unfortunate, but I'm glad we're able to – I know, like, there's other schools in the West Coast that have canceled, and I'm happy that BYU is able to still play, and they're taking really good care of us as far as all the taking our temperature, coming in, all the procedures we have to follow. So I'm just very happy we're still able to play.
Let's go Mitch, then Jason.
Chris, I mean, you've been around Kalani's program since pretty much that first year in 2016. What's, along with the pandemic, of course, but I mean, what's been different maybe this year in camp compared to some of the previous years that you've been part of the program?
I feel like a lot of the team is really bought in, and we're all trying to – I feel like – because I know, like, when I first came, it was still, like, a lot of seniors and stuff that had, like – we're with Bronco and things like that. So I feel like the chemistry now that we've all been together for so long, I feel like the chemistry's there this year. And I feel like it'll help us a lot during the game.
You had mentioned how a lot of the other programs, especially out West, you know, are not in the same situation that BYU is. How much of a lift has that given you guys to actually have an opponent that's tangible that you can prepare for? How much has that helped in terms of motivation and whatnot as you prepare for this season, that you actually have somebody you know that you are set to play?
It gives us a lot of motivation, because I know at first a lot of us were like, man, are we even going to have a game? Are we even going to have a season? And then when we found out we were going to play Navy, it just gave us a lot of it gave us like a boost, I would say. Instead of just going to practice, not knowing what we're practicing for, like knowing that we're going to play Navy, it just gave us like a big boost, and we're very excited.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Curious, Chris, it's been a daily fixture on social media. What do you make of Coach Guilford's bike rides with Coach Hadley?
Coach G, man, it surprised me, to be honest. I don't really see G riding like miles and miles on the bike, but seeing, I'm happy for him. I mean, he said it's a good way for them to work out. And if he's there for, as long as he's happy, I'm happy.